This group of Pennsylvania college students flew to Los Angeles for their spring holiday. But the soaring price of fuel has put a crimp in their plans for fun in the California sun.
Well, after we landed from the airport and I saw the gas prices, I was like,
Fuel has been expensive for months due to a pandemic-induced shortfall in supply. But Russia's attack on Ukraine spooked markets and turbocharged prices.
The oil market reacts much like the stock market, and unfortunately, drivers are paying for that at the gas pump.
High-priced fuel makes the price of everything transported by road, sea, and air more expensive, driving up inflation even further.
The average price of gasoline in the U.S. is hovering at about $4 a gallon. That's 3.7 liters. California is the state with the highest gasoline prices. $5.31 on average, but in some places, like here in Beverly Hills, it costs a lot more than that.
The U.S. and other governments are trying to cushion the blow by releasing fuel from strategic reserves.
We don't know how long this is going to last, but we are very focused on right now alleviating pain at the pump to the extent we can.
Prices will likely remain high for the foreseeable future. The U.S. Energy Information Agency says oil will stay above $100 a barrel for the rest of the year.
At $4 a gallon, is that a point where people can't take it anymore? It still remains to be seen, but inevitably we think we might see some behavioral change.
Belt tightening is already one of Brittany Anderson's plans.
It's definitely going to factor in how I'm budgeting for my rent and my groceries, paying off my debts. I was not anticipating this big of a hit.
A hit to Americans' pocketbooks from a war half a world away. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.